What's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yes, everything is kosher.
Oh, Tom Joyner.
Hugging Lowdown.
Civil Wilk.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
A happy May Day.
Yes, sir.
It's Thursday the 1st, or First Day. It's also National Day of Prayer, and what we need more than anything right now is prayer. Tom Simmer J, it's been raining more than in the movie Noah.
No.
It has.
It's been raining more than the games Noah won in the playoffs. I'm sorry, Silver. I don't know how long this feeling going to last. I have a pretty good playoff buzz going on right now. But
what
it's the National Day of Prayer. My Wizards are still here, and God is good. Tom Simmer J, I'm so sick of this rain. Y'all know who don't complain about this weather?
Who?
Strippers. You'll never hear a stripper say, rain, rain, go away. Speaking of going away, this has been the week of going away. The Bulls are gone away. RIP, rest in playoffs. NeNe Leakes are gone away from Dancing with the Stars. Clippers owner Donald Sterling is banned from the NBA. God is good. You hear side chick lawyer say that somebody else leaked the tape?
What?
Yes, Tom. First of all, Sybil, call me a flip phone when it comes to the game of Macology. Can you dig it? What I want to know is, when did side chicks start having lawyers?
It's a new day, man. It's a new
day. Oh, my Gloria Allred. What the wasabi and habanero hell is going on? Oh, the game has changed. I remember when flying a chick first class was good for some ass, but now I don't know.
Now,
side chicks got lawyers and Lambos and Range Rovers. You see how I made that rhyme, Jay? Range Rovers. Meanwhile, Donald Sterling just wants this to go away. Anyway, my boy KB, nicknamed Keith Battle, told me who knew that Donald Sterling didn't want any black people attending his games, and that explains why our former coach, Vinny Del Negro, was fired. Speaking of fired, Lakers coach Mike D'Antoni has resigned. I can't believe Kobe let him stay around this long, y'all.
Really?
I mean, he would have been gone, Tom, if his name was Mike Del Negro. Speaking of Del Negro, did y'all hear about Del Negro from the Seminoles? FSU QB Jameis Winston,
yes.
A.K.A. Crab Low Dollar. The Heisman Trophy winner tried to do a quarterback sneak with $32.72 worth of crab legs out of Publix. Sybil, how the hell did they catch a Heisman Trophy winner and they didn't catch Precious still in a bucket of chicken? I mean, did they bring in the canine to smell the crab season and butter trail? Jameis Winston, you are the... Oh, today's Thursday.
No.
Who knew doing a stanky leg in public was a crime, y'all? What happened to eating bologna and chips in the grocery store, Jay? Crab legs to go, though? Oh, I hope Donald Sterling didn't hear this story. Commissioner Silver might lift this ban from the NBA.